Hello and welcome back to Nature Speaking. I'm your host today and my name is Fan.
I'm Jocelyn.
Hi, I'm Mickey. I use they, them pronouns.
Hi, I'm Harry.
From previous weeks, we have been talking and sharing our own stories with nature change due to the lockdown period. We found that even though most things were locked down, nature still maintains the way of its beauty, and most of us were actually paying more attention to nature. Through the sharing of sound walk, we're also aware that nature accompanies us through this whole summer. So today, we want to hear what people thought based on nature change due to the lockdown period. We want to hear your interesting stories and experiences which could have affect or change your period's lifestyle due to the arrival of COVID-19. We are going to share people's stories through the way of multiple interviews that we did with our participants last week. Next, let's listen to an interview based on people's thoughts on the nature changes during the lockdown period. Hello, this is host from Nature Speaking. My name is Fan. Nice to meet you.
Hi, my name is Fei. Nice to meet you too.
So we have a few questions about nature changes due to the COVID-19, and we would like to hear some of your thoughts about it.
For sure.
So the first question is, what does it mean to listen to nature?
Well, for me, I think most of the time listening to nature is for relaxing. So first, I always have a morning class, so I got used to get up early. And every morning after I got up, I can always hear the ringing sound of birds. It's not noisy. Instead, it's very comfortable to hear a sweet and monotonous sound from nature on the beginning of a day, and it's a great point to start a new day for myself. In addition, when I get off from my class and maybe on the way to work or something else, I can always see my neighbors walking their lovely dogs and some other pets on the street. And by looking at that kind of thing, I think it's very cozy and just feeling like a family atmosphere. So generally, listening to nature helps me a lot to get less of my stress.
Okay, and the next one is, how have your experiences with animals changed due to the pandemic?
Well, for me, I think I'm an animal person. I mean, I almost love all kinds of the pets, even some of them could not be legally kept at home. And the pandemic is a huge thing for everybody, and as well as animals. So as we know now, the COVID-19 as the new pandemic is not only for a threat for our human health, but also a possibility to infect animals. So that means isolation not only for us, but also we have to take good care of our lovely pets. I can feel these days like my dog is not feeling happier than before since the beginning of the pandemic. I have reduced the time of walking him, and I can see he's always looking outside of the window when he stays beside me, and I know he wants to go out to see his friends. And he does not always smile to me, even like when I gave him extra chicken steak or like his favorite can. So I treat him like my son, so it's also very sad for me to see he has been feeling down for a while.
All right, the last one is, how has your lifestyle and relationship with the environment changed with the pandemic going on?
Well, my life has changed a lot. My life has got limited to going out, and I think for me that's okay. The thing is, because of this COVID-19, I'm not able to go to work as usual, so my salary got drastically reduced. And except for the basic food, at that time, I could remember that I almost could not buy whatever I want as before. And I know it's definitely the same for everyone else. And I think the time of self-isolation is another way of self-discipline. maybe I should move my eyes to do something more meaningful instead of wishing to spend off my money. So yeah, online classes and self-isolation are the two biggest things that have changed my lifestyle.
Wow, I see how much you miss about outdoor. And yes, for everybody, we do love the nature and looking forward to get back to outside as soon as possible. And hopefully everything is going through well to you. And thank you so much for sharing this really interesting of your personal life experiences with nature during the lockdown period.
For sure, yeah. Thank you too for having me today.
My pleasure. Thank you and see you.
See you.
What sound was that? Can you describe it?
There's a lot of sounds, actually. I live, I believe, 5 blocks away from Surrey Central Hospital. And right across the street. Oh, can you hear the SkyTrain, actually?
Yeah, I can hear it.
Yeah. So I can actually see the SkyTrain. The bus station is literally, like, on the same street as me. Yeah. And in about an hour or so, the seagulls will start swirling around my building and screaming. We also have a local woman who likes to walk around and scream, and that's okay.
Yeah. Okay, so what does it mean to do environmental research, or like what is environmental research?
For me, it depends on whether or not I'm in that environment, like whether or not I live in there, you know? Like my environment that I live in is very new to me, and I haven't really embodied anything about Surrey, or, you know, I'm just like in my little glass cube of an apartment. But in Vancouver, when I lived with my parents, it was kind of just like, for me, it was kind of like a retracing steps of my childhood and the kind of like ways that my parents moved through the city. There's so much that has to do with space, and I think so much about how significant Vancouver is, talking about how it's a world-class city, parentheses, and it's shitty, but also incredibly marketable in its beauty. And biologists 50 years ago thought fracking was a good thing. So we have so many records of people fucking up this area, this space. The temperate rainforest too is such, I don't know. So yeah, the ecology and how it's being commodified and how it's turned into a metropolitan Anthropocene,
yeah,
wet dream, basically. It's what Las Vegas would have wanted to be, but in the middle of a desert, you know?
For sure. Okay, so what does it then mean to listen to nature?
I get so, like, uncomfortable, I guess, when I think about nature and what it means. In Vancouver, I think nature means something very different to everyone. Like, I didn't grow up going outside. Like, I didn't grow up, I never learned how to swim. I didn't hike ever until, like, I was 17. It wasn't really a concept that I cared much for, nor did my family.
I feel like that's also an economic thing, though.
Yeah, I feel like I just get so uncomfortable because it's kind of talked about, like, oh, you need nature skills as a practical thing and you're kind of a wimp, a pussy, or whatever. I don't know, people get awkward about it, and there's something there that is about this implicit kind of expectation that everyone kind of had the same childhood.
Hello, it's Mickey again. I just wanted to share with all of you some of the audience contributions we've had from the podcast we put out last week. Most of these comments and questions are through the class forum for nature speaking. So first is Jocelyn and G's finding noise pollution in our surrounding. Our own co-host Fan said to them, from what G said about noise pollution in China, I totally get that part. In fact, China was increasing the noise pollution radically in big cities before the arrival of COVID-19. So I was totally understand how serious is the issue, and Marissa enjoyed the difference of sounds from both the podcasts, as they were both filmed in drastically different environments. I think Marissa is referring to the two soundscapes included here. The emotional affect of the audio piece upon the listeners was described by Shayla, Aaron, Tingi, and Jocelyn, using words like inspirational, calming, Harry's cadence being relaxing, and going on a journey with different emotions such as anxiety, and it gave me images in my head as well. And of course, mine and Zoe's podcast, Dialogue Between Sound. In terms of embodying the title, Dialogue Between Sound, some thought the audio lived up to the name. Leanne recounts their experience. I was lost in it. It was like a dream. Sometimes I cannot identify between which is you guys hosting and narrating, which one is actually audio recording. The pace and little sounds were taken note of by Marissa, who also commented on what was actually my favorite part. Marissa said in this moment, from the tone of my voice, they could physically hear that I was waving back. And finally, for the podcast put out by Fan and Kira called Summer Sounds in Our Cities, in the forum, Tingi and Fan were able to bond about their experience about how very hot it is in China during the high summer. Everyone who commented, Sarah, Shayla, Tingi, and Jocelyn, said that there were honest, intimate moments between the pair of hosts. As Sarah put it, Summer Sounds in Our Cities is an intercontinental sonic interaction and is a true experience.
Hi there, I'm with my friends Cherry and Jade.
Hi.
Hello.
And I'm just gonna ask them a few questions about how COVID has changed the nature around them. So for you guys, has there been any changes with like traveling during COVID, like transit? Have you been going less or out?
I've been walking a lot more. So I live in a suburban area, so I get to like be surrounded by nature through my walks to the buses and all this and that. So I get to see a lot more birds in the sky, just like be one with what I'm around.
Wow.
What about you, Cherry?
I've been walking too, like when I'm stuck at home or like just around the neighborhood, I'll like go around with my sister to find like, it was like April and we found like cherry blossom trees and like just cute flowers in the neighborhood.
Oh, that's so nice.
Yeah, and like I usually don't take walks in the neighborhood,
mm-hmm.
but because of COVID I can like go on little adventures and find like cute things.
So with COVID, has your lifestyle changed? Like your relationship with other people, how you communicate to others, family, friends, has those like dynamics changed?
I think, yeah, it's more like online now,
mm-hmm.
and it's hard to see people in real life. And even if we do, it's like very close, like in the neighborhood or just like in the park. Like I rarely go far anymore. So this feels more like limited.
Mm-hmm.
I have to like text or like call. It just feels different than actually seeing my friends in real life.
How about your family?
My family, I think my family, because we all stay in one home, mm-hmm. so we get a lot more time to, like, interact with each other and, like, to spend more time mm-hmm. together. I think that's pretty nice.
Yeah, that's so nice.
Yeah, it's, like, cozy and happy. Yes.
Have you guys seen, like, any animals, like, outside a lot? No, just dogs?
Just dogs.
Yeah.
Or like bunnies sometimes.
Oh yeah, a lot of bunnies. Yeah.
Oh really?
Like yard. I think like in the big like last month, like the end, that was like bunny mating season.
Bunny season.
Because near my house we have like this open field, and there's a lot of bushes, and then every time I walk my dog, I'd see like little bunnies.
Like mating?
No, just like little. I'll just see like bunnies, mm-hmm. and then like a couple days ago, my friend sent me this video because they're my neighbor, mm-hmm. and in their backyard there's a bunch of baby bunnies there, just in their
so
backyard.
Cute.
Oh,
that's
and
so
then
cute!
And now when I walk around my house, I used to see baby bunnies.
If I tell you guys, what does it mean to listen to nature? What do you guys think of? What does it mean to listen to nature?
I think like. Appreciating it more and like really hearing the different sounds and like I don't know, just like enjoy it a little bit more and not be like always listening to music or like playing games surrounded by like technology, mm-hmm. but to really go out there and like enjoy your time, you know, let it like calm you down. I don't know, because I like nature sounds because it's like soothing and relaxing.
Mm-hmm,
so
definitely.
I think that's what it means to me to really listen to nature.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And like, I think it's just like taking a break from urbanization.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And just like life.
Yeah.
And just like really focus on what was like the past. Because
mm-hmm.
like before, there was no giant concrete buildings, just like really just like plants are history, mm-hmm. just like learning from, you know?
Yeah.
Yes,
learning.
Yeah, especially because before the pandemic happened, like there was a lot of cars traffic, and that creates like noise pollution,
mm-hmm.
which is also really bad for the animals. And like it could help, like if we lessen it, then like more animals start to come out. And, like, birds have been really, like, thriving during this season.
Ooh,
so it's, like,
good.
Really nice for them.
Yeah. Mm.
But they do be loud.
Yeah. So, thank you, Cherry and Jay, for participating.
You're
Yay!
Welcome.
Thank you.
What does it mean to listen to nature?
Interesting. Well, I guess my immediate interpretation of that is like listening to how it reacts to, well, one reacts to how we use it. So I guess, for example, like logging, if you overlog an area, like nature kind of rebels against you. Like it's like clearly like the ecosystems die, and like second growth forests are hard for animals to live in, for example. So it's like listening to nature is knowing it's like, okay, well, what can we do with this land without ruining it for the long term,
right? Yeah.
But I mean, are you asking more than listening in terms of like relation to sound or something, or
yeah, like so like if you're say like walking by a pond with a bunch of ducks and they're like making a bunch of noise, and there's maybe people walking by, and are you like taking the time, are you like really paying attention to what those sounds, and like trying to like think about like oh, like what kind of duck is that, or like
oh for sure. I absolutely love animals, but I'm just like fascinated by the sounds they make with each other and how they communicate and stuff. Like, I'm not going so far as saying like, oh, that sound means they're this or this, but like I kind of like looking at their body language and hearing them. And what's really cool is like living in like West End and downtown, there's lots of birds, there's lots of trees around, so when you wake up, if you have your window open, you can hear like hundreds of birds talking to each other.
Yeah,
which I find really cool. Just you know, I always think like, oh, what are they talking about, what are they saying?
Right, yeah. So the next question is, How have your experiences with animals changed during the pandemic?
Yeah, because, I mean, I have some pets at home, which is nice. I have a few cats. So that's been consistent. But, I mean, with the pandemic, one of the only things, I mean, everybody, I feel like, started just going for walks, you know?
Right.
And, like, going for runs and bike rides and stuff. So quite a few times I went to, like, Lost Lagoon in Stanley Park and saw the birds there and walked around and, yeah. No, I don't know. It's like a form of contact, you know? Because, like, you never, like, pandemic or not, when you see a bird, you don't touch it. You always just look at it, so it stays the same.
Right.
But a human interaction has been greatly reduced via the pandemic. So it's, I don't know, it's like a nice, like, interaction or something. Like, I don't know. It seems like you're almost like hanging out with them or something. It's like you're being around life.
Right.
So I don't know. I just see it's become more of a, I just notice birds way more now, especially just because I was walking around a lot in the pandemic.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Do you feel like because, maybe because there's less people around that you have more time to pay attention to birds and, like you were saying?
Well, now because it's summer, it feels like there's just as many as ever. I mean, take a walk outside, nobody's distancing at all. But for that first while when there's nobody out, you're like, oh man, it was literally just me in this park and this goose.
Right.
That's great. Hmm. Yeah. And I've gone on a few camping, like, I don't know, 3 or 4 camping trips since the pandemic. Like, I've just gotten more into camping. And seen a fair bit of wildlife there. Like, I've seen a couple bears, which was pretty scary, but they actually aren't that interested enough, so they kind of just do their own thing.
And feel encouraged to respond to any of our calls to action. Those requests at the end of the podcast by our hosts to send in questions, comments, or even more specific responses having to do with the topic of each episode. You can send these to naturespeaking@gmail.com. All of the sounds you've heard were recorded on the stolen lands of the Musqueam, Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, and Stolo nations, as well as the ancestral lands of the Chinese people.